What's up, everybody? I am your host, Kyle Bowlby.
Oh, I thought it was Kyle.
No. Oh, and we are welcomed here with my lovely co-host,
Tasha.
The beautiful, extravagant Natasha.
Don't call me Natasha. Don't Tasha. Do that.
And this is trending.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here we are.
We're just going to talk about stuff today. First thing I want to kind of just talk about is Fortnite.
Things are happening.
Yeah, it's trending.
It is, because there was a big black hole.
Yeah, so what happened on the weekend for you guys that don't know, is the ending of season 11.
Bum, bum, bum.
Just kind of like broke the game. A black hole took it, and then a black hole was on your screen every time you loaded up Fortnite. Everyone was like, Fortnite died, no more Fortnite, no more anything. 3 days later, they came back with Chapter 2, Season 1, and it's a completely new game. It's not. But why it was trending was RIP Fortnite. Fortnite dies, everything else. So I saw on YouTube a bunch of kids having flip-outs that Fortnite died. People were punching like their screens. And like they were messaging Epic Games, they were messaging like Nintendo, PS4, Xbox, mobile, like phone.
Can you imagine
carriers
like,
that? Yeah.
Can you imagine being a parent to a kid, right? And like Fortnite's been going on forever.
Yeah.
And you finally relented. Like you caved and you actually paid for the full version of the game, right? They come home from Best Buy, no sponsor, you know, pop it into the machine.
Yeah.
It's just a black hole.
Yeah. And like, it's the first time playing Fortnite. You got it that day. And then it's just like, what the fuck's this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is so great.
Can you imagine the parental uproar?
Yeah, that would.
So mad.
That would not be that cool. And like, on our network, we have a podcast called Two Drunk Moms.
Yep.
They, on I believe one of their episodes last week, talked about dealing with their kids and Fortnite, the Fortnite shutdown. And
oh,
I don't know,
God.
As like an adult, first of all, we've talked about Fortnite on our main show.
Yep.
And we both didn't really give it that great reviews.
No, I fucking can't stand
it. And like,
it.
I still don't like it. As much as, like, there's people that love it.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. I played it, and I've been playing it since came back. And I don't know what happened, but I've gotten very good at this game.
AKA, they probably, like, nerfed a bunch of shit to make it easier.
Yeah. But, like, I've had 3, like, victory royales, which if... You guys don't know what Fortnite is. You go into like a game with it's 100 versus 100.
Yeah, and just like last one standing wins.
Yeah,
you know, Hunger Games style. Yeah. for those of you.
But yeah, we talked about it and how I didn't think it was fair about like the pricing scheme and whatnot, and like,
also how he's not good.
Yeah, and I fucking suck. And now I'm
never won
I'm
one.
Good.
You never won one
no,
before.
And like within the last like 3 days, I've like. Played maybe 3 hours worth, and I've victory royaled,
yep,
like 3 or 4 times.
Crazy,
plus, like
just
top,
crazy
top fives. They've changed a lot of stuff. They changed kind of the animation. They changed the layout.
Did they change the animation?
They changed the structure of the menu. Yeah.
Oh.
So a lot of things have been changed.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing that changed in this game is the map.
Okay, what's up with the map? But didn't they blow up the map at one point?
They blew it up, and there's craters, and there's I don't know, robots fighting robots. It's gotten crazy.
Yeah, and then they like wiped it out and
they
started from scratch.
They completely made a new map.
Okay. Can you still access the old map?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, got rid of it. It's like kilometers wide or miles wide. And like it's still Fortnite. But
right.
Just new, but not new.
Hmm.
So there's people like online, like this is a marketing ploy. Fortnite's not dead.
Of course.
There's people like, thank fucking God. The memes that came out of this were amazing. That, like the Thanos meme, where, like...
What was the Thanos meme?
And it's like, sire, we can't... and it was like Minecraft. We couldn't do it. We couldn't beat Fortnite. And then there was another game. I think it was like Subnautica or something. Sorry. We couldn't do it. And then it was like Fortnite. It was Thanos. And he's like, fine, I'll do it myself.
Oh,
and he like snapped. And I was like, oh, that's kind of fun.
That is amazing.
So that's kind of a weird thing. But my favorite like reaction, like I said earlier, was the videos of like kids having meltdowns.
Yep.
And like their parents being like, what the hell is your problem? Because it just kind of shows how like
insane.
Yeah, this game is.
Which I'm surprised that it like people are still as jazzed as they are. Because like I have not hidden the fact that I hate this fucking game.
Yeah.
And I hate the influence it has had and how much you can see other game franchises that are like well established starting to like gear their graphics and or game style to be more like Fortnite to get, you know, the leg up and get people stoked.
Yeah.
It makes me just so mad.
Just makes me want to kind of just destroy the place.
Yeah. So I was kind of excited when I thought it might be the end, but here we are with a marketing ploy.
Yeah, but that's cool. It's whatever. Do you think that they're just going to keep going like this? And then, like, the next time, it's going to do the same thing? I think they're going to trick people twice.
You think so?
Yeah. I think they're going to try to do it again.
I think they're going to try to do something again, but I do genuinely believe they're innovative enough
to that, like
that they'll do something else.
Like kind of more fresh.
Yeah, like they're going to do like right now is like a black hole and it'll be like RIP. It'll be something else. Like it'll be something along the lines of like some big death screen where it looks like they've been hacked and it's like, you know, yeah, we've killed Fortnite, blah, blah, blah. Or, like, something.
Like, anonymous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, so, like, they do a fake something like that. Like, where the same thing will happen, but it will look fresh and different and make people be like, oh, my God, is it actually happening this time?
Yeah.
So they'll at least get two, and it's only going to be because they're going to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
If they do it same, I don't think it's going to work.
No. Well, I don't want to talk about Fortnite anymore.
Why? Because?
Because I just kind of want to play it.
I hate you so much.
But I'm not wanting to play it. I kind of want to play like the other game that I've been playing.
Which is?
It's Dauntless. Still made by the Epic.
Isn't that?
It's like Monster Hunter Fortnite.
Oh, God.
So, otherwise, you know, who cares? Another thing trending. Do you have anything?
I'm not going to lie. I didn't even know we were doing this one today, so I am not prepared.
Okay. So China.
Oh,
China's
no, you're
in
going
the tabloids.
To, yep.
So is Hong Kong. We're probably going to get banned because we're talking about it.
No, they won't even notice. They're not even paying attention to
us. So, Hong Kong, China.
Okay, Kyle.
Yeah. Are in a battle right now. There was a big fight. For Blizzard, South Park, PewDiePie, everything.
Just so you know, Hong Kong is in China, first of all.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know they're not separate.
The way you made it sound, I was like sitting here being like,
No, but Hong Kong wants to be its own thing.
Oh, are they doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that they were Quebec.
So the big thing is that like they're supporters for Hong Kong. And, like, China, like, Chinese government is, like, saying no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm
and so, like, everyone's talking
that.
About it. And, like, South Park made a joke about it, and they got banned. PewDiePie made a joke about it. Or he didn't actually make a joke. He had a clip of a protester saying something about, like, Hong Kong. And then, boom, banned. And something happened that there was, like, a Chinese, like World of Warcraft player or something, or like Overwatch player. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure. You have the laptop, you can look it up.
Right.
That lived in like Hong Kong or something, and like they weren't allowed to get their winnings.
Oh.
And then like then they got banned from Blizzard, and then Blizzard's like, "Well, fuck you, China. Your whole place is like, yeah."
What?
And then something, I don't know, something else happened. I think, just look it up, because I could be wrong. I probably am wrong, but like everyone is getting just single-handedly banned from China, which is not a smart thing to do, folks. Once you hit that Chinese market, you're in. You're in to win, folks. So,
banning just, a professional player of the virtual cart game Hearthstone.
Oh yeah, so
for voicing support for the Hong Kong protests.
Okay, so Hearthstone is it's like a card game from Blizzard that is like Magic the Gathering ish, but with World of Warcraft characters.
Okay, so lengthy statement. They said that they would reduce the 1 year suspension to a 6 month suspension, and they will restore the prize money they withheld.
Yeah.
The initial decision was not influenced by its relationship with China. The specific views expressed by said person were not a factor in the decision we made. I want to be clear. Our relationships in China had no influence on our decision. We have these rules to keep focus on the game and on the tournament to the benefit of global audience, and that was the only consideration in the action we took. If this had been the opposing viewpoint delivered in the same divisive and deliberate way, we would have felt and acted the same. So it was just the fact that he got political in a space that shouldn't have been political.
Yeah.
Just like when you're at work, you shouldn't talk about politics, unless maybe you work in politics.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But that's still crazy.
See, and, like, it's getting bad that, like, people are even posting, like, raid wear, what they're wearing during the raid. Even, like, 19 hours ago from the Washington Post, one of the headlines says, "Police blast mosque with water cannons as hundreds of thousands of protesters protest in Hong Kong."
Huh.
Yeah. So, like, Hong Kong's trying to fight for freedom, basically, being free from China.
Right.
Because they think they're bigger.
We got some Quebec, Canada situation happening here.
Yeah, but they're just, ours aren't going violent.
Well, yeah.
So, what is it? Pro-democracy demonstrators and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Hong Kong protesters ask America for protection.
Okay.
Yep. It's police fight pitched battles after a historic million-strong march against Hong Kong's controversial extradition bill turns violent.
Hmm.
Probably said that completely wrong. But, yeah, so this shit's happening in China, and it's not really in the media here. I'm pretty sure this might be, like, the first time, other than, like, YouTube videos that I've watched.
Yeah.
That you have heard it. Like, you've heard, because I watched PewDiePie.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard him say it.
I have.
But then, like, you haven't really heard much of anything.
No, so, but I also stay off the internet, like, kind of a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Lately, anyway.
And, like, we're in gaming stuff, because we have a gaming podcast-ish.
Yep.
And so I have to do research on shit. So Hearthstone, I know that stuff. I know Blizzard. We just talked about Blizzard with Cody.
Yes, we did.
So it's kind of nuts that, like, we're in that modern day right now and this is going on.
Yeah.
In like a first world country. Like, sometimes in third world countries it's like, "Oh yeah, shit, that's happening." It shouldn't happen anywhere.
No.
But it's like, it's nuts that it's like happening in a like a high, like, functioning society.
But isn't that like a thing? Like, maybe I'm totally misinformed and ignorant, but I thought I'd heard somewhere that like certain Asian nations were like creating their own internet, insofar as like they did like heavy, heavy blocks on any content that they decided that they didn't want
like
to approve.
That was like South Korea and North Korea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had. That's another trending topic that we're going to talk about.
Oh, is it?
It's something completely different. It's kind of really funny.
Okay.
But yeah, whatever the bad Korea is, the Kim Jong-un Korea.
I don't know which one that is. I'm so
I think South
ignorant.
Korea is the good one. Just let me check.
Which is the good Korea?
What's the good Korea? That's really funny. North Korea is the bad one.
So that legitimately came up, you know, in like the suggested like frequent searches.
What Korea is
I was
the
like,
bad one?
Which is the good KO? And the first thing that came up was Korea. Which is the good Korea?
Yeah. So, yeah, our next topic is going to be about that.
Okay.
I want to kind of get your opinion on Hong Kong trying to leave China. Like, you can see what the population of Hong Kong is and then do what the population of China is.
Okay, so population of Hong Kong in 2019
yeah.
is do 7,454,776.
That's a fuck ton.
That is a lot.
Now, what about China altogether? I know it's going to be huge, but it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Huge in my yed. That's a Tom DeLonge reference for people who don't know that.
Okay. Chinese population is estimated at 1 billion.
Okay.
So 433,783,686.
Yeah. So, like, Hong Kong, to be honest.
But as a single city, I'd say 7 million is pretty banging of a population.
And I think it's like their biggest city.
I feel like you're pulling these out of your butt and I'm having to fact check them like right away.
You are. You're the one that makes me sound more smart than I am.
I'm not your dude in the chair.
Well.
Spider-Man reference.
As a co-host, you're the one with the laptop?
Well, with the functioning laptop. Because I don't know what you did to yours, but... doesn't even connect to the internet. Is Hong Kong the biggest city in China?
Because I've never been there. So if I've been there, I probably would know.
The largest industrial center in China is... I am not going to pronounce that because...
You'll mess it up. But it's not Hong Kong?
No.
Okay. So Hong Kong, I just want to say, you do you. Boo-boo.
Yep. Number one is Shanghai, actually.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. That makes more sense, to be honest. Okay. Well, what do you think about that? Do you think that they should be liberated?
I mean, I feel like I am not informed or qualified enough to, like, fully give an opinion. Just because all I've got going on right now is this little bit.
Of what we're talking about.
Of what we're talking about. I definitely don't know the political climate of China.
I'm not going to say I'm an expert.
Yeah, I'm in no way an expert.
But I think we do need to talk about it.
Ultimately, I think...
And I think experts need to be talking about it more.
I mean...
Because this could potentially
be bad.
You
can't cut off an urban center, though, from, like, the rest of a country.
No.
Like, they're... The population would probably be devastated. Again, I'm speaking with no actual idea of like what goes on in Hong Kong, but I feel like if you cut off from like farming areas and all of this stuff, you're going to be paying massive imports on food, all of this stuff as like an independent nation or whatever, and they'd get screwed. So ultimately, it's like a bad thing. But at the same time, I'm like, if you don't want to be part of everything else that's happening the rest of the country, you should be allowed to leave.
Yeah. We actually, like, it could actually be, like, horrible.
It could. It could be devastating.
We don't know. Because I've never been.
No.
I know that it's a massive tourist place.
Yep.
So, like, maybe they can be self-sustained. Like, sustained a little bit.
Sustained.
Bit.
I think if any
I believe
nation's individual city could do it, it would be Hong Kong?
They have the largest airport in the world.
Do they?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
That's a fun fact.
Fun fact. I feel like if anybody could do it, because I feel like major metropolis areas in China, I feel like they're the places that are always on top of the like hydroponic gardening and like this and that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it could necessarily sustain their entire population, but if any city could, I feel like it would likely be a major Chinese one like Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Wow.
What do you think?
I want them to kind of figure it out in a nonviolent fashion.
Right.
It's like the best option. But if they don't, and it gets a lot worse than it is, I feel like other countries are going to get involved,
mm-hmm.
and then something's going to slip up, and then it's going to cause something worse.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Like, I get that there's countries and, like, areas of the world that this is happening right now as well, mm-hmm. but this is a huge thing. In a huge urban city that is highly advanced with a lot of their tech mm-hmm. and a lot of their just like way of life, that this could crumble some massive economy, and that probably scares a lot of other countries.
Oh, yeah.
So I think something needs to get done in a nice way, in a way that's going to kind of like, maybe not please everybody, but make it less aggressive. Because there's people getting hurt. Like, people are getting shot with tear gas, like darts. It's not good. It's basically like a war, but it's like civilians
fighting cops. I legitimately don't know that there's all this happening.
Yeah, it's like riots. It's like there's a march. There was a protest march like a month ago.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
Did not know any
of
this.
Yeah, it's... If it was here, it'd be scary. And it's probably scary for them right now, too.
Yeah.
Like, the school's canceled. Your day-to-day is canceled. So how's everyone living?
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question.
So, and that right there is going to screw up something.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to kill some sort of economy there. But yeah. Okay. That's all I have for that one.
Okay. So has that been trending?
Oh, yeah. It's been trending for like months, but it's really getting more of a trend.
Yep.
Unfortunately, because it PewDiePie.
Right. Just, his whole thing.
He just got banned from them. So it started trending even more.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, why did PewDiePie get banned? He did not do anything.
Right.
But he did. He just showed a clip of a protester. That's it. Ba-boom, bam.
And then shut down.
And then, like, explain to everybody, hey, this is what's going on. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what we're doing. But he did more research than us.
Clearly. Well, again, if I had been given a heads up that we were doing this, no. I would have maybe
this is we just talk about prepared. Things. So the next thing on our trending list is North Korean leader
Kim Jong-un. Why you got it? Hmm.
Kim Jong-un was photographed riding a horse.
I'm not convinced that he was actually riding a horse.
And he looks majestic as fuck.
There is nothing majestic about him, Kyle. Oh,
okay, so this picture has been trending. So if you go to Google or if you even go to Twitter, and it's the top trending thing, and it is the King of the North. Kim Jong-un is riding, and the photo has prompted a few jokes.
I mean, it's not that any different than, like, the time that Putin did this shit.
Yeah, so it's basically, like, he had a photo shoot while riding a beautiful white stallion.
Yeah.
In the winter, or snowy parts of North Korea.
And to clarify what I had just showed Kyle, it's, like, the various shots that Putin had taken in Siberia on, like, clearly a very staged scenario where he's, like, wearing baggy military green pants but, like, shirtless and yeah. getting his, like, ab and pec flex happening. Just, like, suntanning and being rugged and fishing and riding a horse and all of that majesty.
The best thing is, like, he went the, like went all out. I was like, you know what we're gonna do today, guys? Army, I'm gonna go ride my horse
in Siberia,
and you're gonna fucking take pictures.
Oh my god!
There's like galloping. The galloping one, I believe, is the most famous one right now.
I am linking a Putin photo in the show notes just so that everybody knows.
A lot of, oh yeah, it's good. Somebody writes on the picture, why isn't he wearing a helmet? Doesn't he know? I don't know. I didn't know you were supposed to wear helmets riding a horse.
Yep, because it's dangerous.
There, everyone's like, winter is coming, and there's a king of the north.
Oh,
which
God.
Is really funny because
North Korea, yeah.
Another person goes, thank God he hasn't gone full Putin and gone topless.
I see, I just said, I knew know. It.
And then somebody goes, wow. The early signs of the new Game of Thrones spinoff might not be that great.
Aww.
So that's really funny. There's another one where he's like riding the horse through a bunch of like pine trees with snow on it. And someone goes, not sure why, but this has much more of a Narnia vibe than I expected. I can even see maybe the lamppost behind him.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then, like, people have gone wild and photoshopped it and made him, like, mini Kim Jong-un on a massive horse, or made a massive, like, a mini horse and him riding it.
That'd be amazing.
It's pretty funny.
Amazing.
Someone's like, hey, Red Dead Redemption's update got weird.
Wow.
I think that is the funniest thing.
Maybe I don't think it's funny because, like, Red Dead Redemption makes me angry. But
I just don't
fine.
Think you think it's as funny as it should be.
Well.
You don't have a satire humor like I do.
I do,
and
but.
And parodies and, like, satire and dry humor really get to me. You have more of, like, you gotta have, like, structure jokes.
No, I like satire, and I like dry humor. It's just, it's gotta have comedic timing.
See, structure.
No, yes. Comedic timing. Like, if you just throw it down, it's like, oh, that's stupid.
Wow.
If you, like, give it some good comedic timing, it's like, wow, dang. That was,
wow, dang.
That's good.
Okay. Well, is there anything you want to talk about?
I mean, I guess the next trending topic that's going to come up is Triple G's banned in North Korea, but...
That's true.
You know, that's really about it.
Oh, I have another thing.
Okay.
What the hell's with all these celebrities, like, putting their number out so people can text them?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so there's this trend. Mm-hmm. Everyone is fucking doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to, like, people's Twitters or Instagram... They'll be like, message, like, follow, and then text. And now everyone is giving, like, their number for, like, people to text them. Like, Tony Hawk, that's one that's trending right now. Believe it or not, Tony Hawk really does want you to text him. Which
okay.
is super strange. But Chris D'Elia, the comedian, just did it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr. has done it. The Russo brothers have done it.
And so people are actually
and
doing
now,
it.
And now, like, people, like, this trend where you can tell, like, text celebrities is kind of, like, getting big. And I don't understand it. I don't know where it came out, like, from. So.
Again, I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's trending. That's why we're doing a show. So you know.
Sorry. So this is just to inform me?
Oh, yeah, about my... My news articles that I find.
Oh, goodness.
Interesting. Yeah. So, if what do you think? I'm stumped. I don't know what to say. Like, I don't understand why this is a thing.
I don't know either. I mean, if I was a celebrity, the last thing I would want to do is do that because.
So, what if you were like an influencer? Would you want, like, I'm making so much noise right now. I'm sorry.
You are.
Would you want people to like to text you?
No.
Oh. Huh?
They already message me too much as it is.
Oh, Hollywood.
Well, no, I mean, not like that. I get enough social media stuff for, like, work on a regular. Not that I am ungrateful to anyone who may listen. Not that I am ungrateful. Just, I don't need any more in my life. Much less from strangers who happen to have my cell phone number.
Yeah. So I just Googled, why do celebs want you to text them? New York Times just had this out about two days ago. Actually, what's the 15th? So Tuesday.
Yep, something like that.
Tuesday, last week. So Paul McCartney, super weird.
Mm-hmm.
P. Diddy, Marshmello, Sophia Bush, Jake Paul.
Who cares about Jake Paul?
He's a celebby. So I don't understand. Like, everyone's jumping on this train. And it's like a special, unique... You can get special, unique content. Super weird. Even Ashton Kutcher.
I literally couldn't tell you.
I don't, like, this is so weird. I'm, like, I don't really... Is this... No, the numbers celebrities are sharing are not their real cell phone numbers. Unless it's a mistake.
Yikes.
Chances are they have teamed up with a startup thing called Community, a tech company in Los Angeles that has released 35 million to help corporation stars and higher profit clients manage direct messages with a mass audience.
I get why they would need that.
The company isn't currently working with politicians, according to the spokesman.
Mm-hmm.
Currently.
I feel like it would be too much.
According to the TechCrunch, it's supposed to be like a Reddit-like mobile app where users can create and upload content about their favorite YouTubers or influencers or celebrities.
Weird.
Yeah. And it, oh, it's like, okay. So you know those like reality shows where you have to like call or text to like vote?
Yep.
It has that same service fee.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, so like if I'm like, you know what? I'm going to actually text like Chris D'Elia. I'm going to get charged at the ass about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Who would you text?
Probably no one.
What? You wouldn't want to talk to anybody?
Or no.
Or text anybody?
No.
What? Would I be like Will Smith?
Oh, fun fact, a new trending actually that happened like seconds ago.
Seconds. Speaking,
well, maybe not seconds, but maybe in the last couple hours.
Okay.
Related to Will Smith.
Oh.
Uncle Phil died.
Oh my God. That happened a couple years ago.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
For real?
Yeah. Google it.
Well, now I don't want to. It literally, someone literally just shared it like
what,
2 hours
Facebook?
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're behind.
Clearly. Okay, well then, see? This is why I don't lead trending. I come in thinking well, I got some hot idea, and I don't. Yeah. So that's it. That's all I got. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his name's James Avery.
Yeah, clearly I want to text nobody, talk to nobody. Not be informed of anything.
Can
on
I just
socials?
Let you know?
Yeah.
How long ago do you think he died? You think he just died?
Yeah.
No, 2013.
Came up on my feed brand
you
new.
Should, okay, so you need to go to that person and be like, bro, 2013, what the fuck?
Yeah. Really right. Fucking me up, man.
Yeah. Okay, so Uncle Phil died, everybody. And that's
just
it for trending.
6 years too late. I fucking hate this new segment that we're doing.
We're really up with the times.
Stop laughing at me.
That's so good. All right.
I literally saw it in passing. I didn't even open the article. I was scrolling through my phone, and then you pulled me in for this recording.
You just pulled a Cody. Cody would do that. That move. That's really funny.
Shut up. That's it for trending.
That's it for trending, everybody. Thank you.
Stay weird.
That was a Titancast episode.